Frozen. Yes, frozen. That's what Ireland is like at the moment. Or that is what's going on. Freezing. Out there, under a clear sky, where stars are visible, Venus bright. I didn't see the moon. The temperature is dropping, dropping, dropping. And tonight, there will be perhaps minus 15 degrees centigrade in Ireland. This is almost unprecedented because Ireland is a little island out in the Atlantic Ocean, warmed by the Gulf Stream. So why on earth there should be freezing of this magnitude is a question that people are talking about. You see, Irish people love talking about the weather. I've been feeling irritated today. Irritated because a little freezing and a little bit of snow, a meeting I was hoping to go to this evening, has been cancelled. Yes, I was fully prepared for leaving the house, driving carefully into the centre of Cork City, going to this meeting for a couple of hours, perhaps going to have a pint of water without ice after the meeting and driving home. That was my plan. I'd even prepared myself to say something to all the people at the meeting. I had a speech called Planning a Birthday Party. Planning a Birthday Party. Yeah, I was going to talk about that. It was going to give me an opportunity to talk about my 50th birthday party, which I planned, and in which I suppose you could say I led a team of people to deliver a wonderful event. And or else I was going to talk about my daughter's third birthday party, where Fairy Meadow came. Was it Fairy Meadows? Might have been Fairy Meadows. Wonderful, wonderful party attraction came. And then I was going to talk about how bothered I am about a birthday party that I have to organise, or that needs to be organised very soon. A birthday party that might fall apart. I was going to talk about birthday parties, organising them, and particularly about the one that is coming up later this month. So I was irritated, I might as well say, by a number of people saying, I can't come to the meeting because of the weather, I can't come because of the weather. But you know, being irritated is not a long-term emotion. It's short-term. And I was able to talk to myself about my irritation. And you could say I was able to keep my irritation under control. And when I heard that the meeting was called off, I immediately sent a message to the people who were planning to go to the meeting and said, couldn't we have the meeting online? They weren't my exact words, but I said, I'm willing to contribute my Zoom account to keep the meeting going on. And one thing led to another, and in the end of the day, they said, thank you very much, but we'll leave it cancelled. And I'm fine with that. But it means I can't go out into town tonight. And just going out appeals to me. But then the very sensible side to me says, Paul, it's not right to go out tonight. There could be black ice on the road when you're coming home. You might skid. And then where would your life be if you had a skid? And where might somebody else's life be if they happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time? That's it. The ups and downs of daily fortune. I think it's time for me to have a good cup of tea. I went to the supermarket, did a normal size shop. Cost me €49. One of the things I bought was a fruitcake. Very light fruitcake, I might say. A very small fruitcake, says he defensively. And I've eaten half of it already and I got a pain in my tummy. This house is kind of on a dry January. Yeah, not eating any chocolate. Until the next time, he is wishing you the ability to move around in society without being irritated.